Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Quad foreign ministers reaffirm commitment to free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Hold meeting at Manila in Philippines. US blames Iran for naval blockade against Saudi Arabia in Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi group. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to meet with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio tomorrow on sidelines of ASEAN in Philippines. And in China Open Badminton, PV Sindhu and Ayush Shetty enter singles pre-quarterfinals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today participated in Quad Foreign Ministers meeting at Manila in Philippines. In a joint statement, India, Japan, Australia and United States reaffirmed the commitment to strengthen a free and open Indo-Pacific and their unwavering support for ASEAN unity and centrality. During the meeting, they focused on regional challenges and opportunities to support the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. Key discussion areas included maritime and transnational security, economic prosperity, critical and emerging technologies, and emergency response. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The minister said that the meeting focused on areas which are priority for the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership, including trade, tariffs, energy, defense, security, critical minerals and artificial intelligence. Dr. Jaishankar also said that they exchanged quick perspectives on regional, global and multilateral issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister also met his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong. Dr. Jaishankar said that he followed up on the outcomes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent visit to Australia. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met his Canadian counterpart, Anita Anand, this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-Canada cooperation has been steadily growing. He said that the conversation focused on achieving the goals for the relationship set by the Prime Ministers of both the nations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that in this era of volatility and disruption, the most visible stress is on supply chains. In his opening remarks at ASEAN Post-Ministerial Conference with India 2026 in Manila, Philippines today, Dr. Jaishankar said that energy, food and health security can no longer be taken for granted. He said that both India and ASEAN are optimistic about their prospects and therefore the focus should be on opportunities even while addressing challenges.
In this era of volatility and disruption, the most visible stress is on supply chains. Energy, food and health security can no longer be taken for granted. Observing international law in that regard is therefore vital. 2026 is the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. At the same time, both India and ASEAN are optimistic about their prospects. Our eyes must therefore be firmly fixed on opportunities, even while addressing challenges.
External Affairs Minister is on a two-day visit to Manila in Philippines to participate in foreign minister-level meetings under the ASEAN framework, including the ASEAN-India, East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum meetings. Dr. Jaishankar also met his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, during the East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum meetings at Manila in Philippines. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized the gradual normalization of India-China relations while stressing that peace along the border remains a fundamental prerequisite for deeper bilateral cooperation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met the Foreign Affairs Minister of the Republic of Panama, Javier Eduardo Martinez Achavasquez, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said during their meeting, they held productive discussions on deepening the India-Panama partnership across trade, investment, logistics, digital cooperation and business-to-business engagement. The minister said that they also explored ways to improve market access, unlock new opportunities for bilateral trade and leverage India's digital public infrastructure, including UPI, to advance collaboration in digital payments and digital governance. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States has condemned Iran-backed and Yemen-based armed group Houthi rebels for threatening commercial shipping in the Red Sea after the group announced a naval blockade against Saudi Arabia. Speaking on the sidelines of a regional summit in the Philippines, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressed hope that situation could be de-escalated.
Houthis have threatened global shipping there in the past, so we're watching that closely, that situation. We've been engaged with the Saudis on a number of times over the last week in regards to that threat. It's not a new threat, but at the gist of that issue is the fact that Iran is in the middle of it. Troublemaker in the region, it's Iran. They chose to send direct flights from Tehran into Yemen, carrying IRGC elements and others into the country, and Saudis responded to it.
Mr. Rubio said anything that restricts shipping through the Red Sea would be problematic for the same reasons that the Strait of Hormuz is problematic. He said the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced today that he will be meeting U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tomorrow on the sidelines of the ongoing Multilateral Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, events in the Philippines. Mr. Lavrov mentioned that he met with Mr. Rubio briefly at a reception in Manila yesterday, where it was confirmed that the meeting would take place tomorrow. He said Russia still operates on the assumption that the United States has not abandoned the proposals voiced last August at the Russian-American summit in Anchorage. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told senators that Russia and China were helping Iran as Tehran resumed attacks on commercial shipping and the United States intensified military operations around the Strait of Hormuz. President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Museum of the City of Skopje during her state visit to North Macedonia. Addressing the gathering, the president said Mahatma Gandhi belonged to India, but his message of truth and non-violence belongs to all humanity. She noted that Gandhiji's ideals of dialogue, compassion and peaceful coexistence remain highly relevant in a world facing conflict, intolerance and division. High Commissioner of India to Kenya, Dr. Adarsh Swaika, today handed over the first tranche of 4.5 tons of medical supplies for strengthening Kenya's preparedness for prevention of Ebola public health emergency to Cabinet Secretary for Health, Aden Duale, in Nairobi. The medical assistance comprises PPE kits, sample transportation kits, infrared thermometers, face shields, heavy-duty protective boots, and other infection prevention materials. Indian High Commission in Nairobi informed in a social media post that the second consignment of medical assistance is expected to be delivered within the next few days. In China Open Badminton, PV Sindhu, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen have entered singles pre-quarterfinals in Changzhou. Double Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles second round after defeating fellow Indian player Unnati Hooda by 21-14, 9-21, 21-10 in a round of 32 clash this afternoon. In the men's singles, Ayush Shetty defeated world number 11 Alvi Farhan of Indonesia by 21-17, 5-21, 21-17 to reach the round of 16. In another round of 32 match this evening, Lakshya Sen defeated Japanese player Yushi Tanaka 22-20, 15-21, 21-14. In squash, India's Anahat Singh and Aryaveer Devan stormed into the pre-quarterfinals at the World Junior Individual Championships. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Quad foreign ministers reaffirm commitment to free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Hold meeting at Manila in Philippines. US blames Iran for naval blockade against Saudi Arabia in Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi group. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to meet with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio tomorrow on sidelines of ASEAN in Philippines. And in China Open Badminton, PV Sindhu, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen enter singles pre-quarterfinals. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.